Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I'm your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, today is Saturday, October 15th, 2011, and I'm so honored to be here with you today. I'm in awe. Every time I get a chance to do this show, I'm excited about it because that means I get a chance to come back here and do something I love doing for people who love me doing what I do. You know, I appreciate you. I know you could be anywhere else right now. You could be doing any other thing right now, but you choose to keep coming back here each and every week, and I am so thankful for you. You don't understand how thankful I am for you because, you know, your time is valuable. And so since your time is so valuable, today we're not going to do a full-hour show, but you know what I'm saying right now. I said that, and just thinking about it, just realizing that if we, you know, we're getting this energy together, we're working together, we're coming to motivate you. Even when you listen to the podcast, it's not like the length of the show even really matters. What's most important is that you are able to get the content that we're going to present to you today. So, without a shadow of a doubt, I want to take you to a motivational moment, and then we'll be right back. Wait a second. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me stop. Let me go back to the beginning. I apologize to you. Before we go any further, I submit this show to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that's a move of His Spirit. People, now we're playing with power. I'm going to take you to a motivational moment, and we'll be right back.
Here's the first thing I want you to do. I want you to get not just a small picture, but a huge picture in your mind. Just imagine yourself sitting at in a movie theater, an IMAX movie theater, with a huge screen. And I want you to see the full details of your dream life. Now, I know a lot of people have lived their nightmares, but that day is over, so we're gonna talk about what the ideal life, your ideal living situation, your ideal, you know, standard of living. It should be a championship standard of living. No pun intended. But I want you to visualize yourself and visualize yourself looking at the screen. And on the screen is your ideal life. And it's a majestic life. It's on an IMAX screen. It's one of the biggest screens ever made. I want you to see all the details of your ideal life on that screen. I want you to see the vivid colors. I want you to see, you know, details. I want you to see yourself enjoying life. I want you to see yourself loving life. I want you to see yourself happy. I want you to see yourself blessed. I want you to see yourself doing great things on this major screen. Now, as you see yourself doing this stuff, there are people there with you that you love. You got friends there. You got loved ones. The setting is beautiful. Everybody's having fun. It's an enjoyable time. Now, what I want you to do is to capture the feeling that you feel as you look at this picture. I want you to hold on to it and fully embrace that feeling. Fully embrace all of those feelings. Because I'm sure by now you're feeling a whole bunch of different things when you look at this screen and you see your life, you see your dream life on that screen. Understand that that's your imagination, that's your life. And that's how your life can be if you so choose to. So feel it. Embrace it. What does it feel like to run on a beach with the sun beaming down on your face? What does it feel like to swim in the great blue ocean? What does it feel like? I want you to fully embrace. What does it feel like to come home to your new wife or come home to your new husband in your brand new car that you don't have to, that's debt free, that you don't have to pay another car note on? What does it feel like? I want you to hold on to that feeling. I want you to harness those feelings. Fully embrace those feelings. Fully embrace everything you're feeling. Fully embrace everything you're seeing. Because that's your ideal life.
Hello, we're back. People, again, today I'm not going to be, what I was trying to say at the beginning, so that I'm not going to be with you live for the whole hour. I'm going to actually take you to a pre-recorded portion of the show because there's some things that are going on today that I have to take care of. I have to make a few guest appearances today, so I won't be here for the entire show live, but I had to come here today. I couldn't not show up today, so I had to come here and just let you know how much I appreciate you. I love you. I'm constantly praying for you. I'm constantly believing, you know, God, for some dynamite things for you. I'm releasing that love and that creative energy towards you into your dreams. I'm speaking that into, in fact, I decree and declare to everybody who can hear this, it's under the sound of my voice, who can hear my voice right now at this moment, I decree and declare just love and creativity. Love and creativity. I release love and creativity upon you to go forward in your dreams, irregardless of what people say, irregardless of what the situation looks like, go forward in your dreams. It takes a really strong, courageous person to step out and live the life of their dreams. You know, we say it like this: the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. I'll say it again. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and yes, you deserve it. So you have to continuously keep that in your mind, keep that in your heart. And I want you to know that love is the propellant. You need love. We all need love. Not necessarily love on another human being. Not necessarily, you know, love with benefits, but love, pure love. Pure love, it heals, it restores, it resurrects, it covers. Sometimes, it, you know, it'll chasten you. Pure love is the energy that we need as dreamers, as visionaries, as go-getters, to move forward in our destiny. And I want you to hear my voice clearly. It doesn't take a lot to do what you need to do, but it takes you being focused. Love gives you that reason to focus. Everything you do, let love be at the centerpiece of it. Love is forgiving. Love is understanding. Let me say this again. Love is forgiving. Love is forgiving. Love is forgiving. Love means that if you are battling a situation right now in your body, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, with a family member, whatever the case may be, conventional wisdom tells you that if you're having these type of issues, it's somebody's fault. And when it's somebody's fault, it gives you a reason to hold a grudge. It gives you a reason to be mad. It gives you a reason to, you know, why you don't have to speak to somebody. But when you operate in love, and this is the key right here, people. This love will loose everything in a dynamite direction for you. Love creates momentum. So those situations that may be hard, especially if a situation needs forgiving, it's much more easy for you to forgive somebody than it is for you to carry a grudge. And when you hold a grudge, what you're saying basically, I don't think that they're going to be punished for what they did to me, and they wronged me. In which case, a lot of times people may have made mistakes towards you. But guess what? You will make some mistakes too. The quicker you can forgive somebody, the quicker you can go on with your life. The quicker you can forgive somebody, the quicker you can go forward with your life. I'm telling you, people, dreamers, visionaries, and go-getters, they hear my voice right now. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how much information you know today. I don't care how much information you need to know. Keep moving forward towards your dreams. Allow love to be at the forefront of what you're doing. Look, right now, there's some things that I made a couple mistakes this week, and I got down on myself for a moment. Now I have to quickly realize I can forgive myself. It's easier for me to forgive myself and move forward than it is for me to sit here and wallow in the fact that I made a mistake. No, you keep moving. You keep moving forward. And, you know, there's somebody out there right now who probably needs to forgive somebody. Somebody who may have harmed you, may have hurt you, and they didn't really mean it. Because sometimes people just make, they do really make mistakes because we're human beings. Human beings are prone to error. But it's having a spiritual connectivity with your fellow man, fellow brother and sister, to see their heart. Some people have ill intent in their heart. And for those people, you know, there's not much you can do for them. But for somebody who really didn't mean what they did or said, just let it go. Forgive them and move forward, because at the end of the day, everything works together for your good. All things work together for your good. So you have to continuously move forward in that. I'm doing this because I feel it in my spirit. Somebody out there right now needs to know that forgiveness is real. Forgiveness will really free you of any mistakes, of any bondage. You have to forgive yourself inside of your own mind, inside of your own spirit. And then once you can do that, you can let go of anything that may try to hold you back. Anything that may try to come against you to take you in a direction that you don't want to go. Forgiveness is the key. I guarantee forgiveness is the key to you moving forward in your life. So, people, with that in mind, I'm going to take you to this Dynamite replay, and I will see you before the end of the show.
Eyes have never seen, minds have never dreamed, thoughts have never conjured up, man tries to tear it up. Portray novelties, dress it up, documentaries, mess it up.
I may be without.
You're anointing.
Oh, oh, oh. As I come and I go, use me as I go. You're anointing. As I come and use me as I flow in your anointing.
Hello, and we're back. That was Anointing by Jay Moss off his new album, his latest album, Just James. And I tell you, you need to go out and get that album. It's a really good album. He's actually doing some really good things for his fans. And I support artists who do things to give back. So he's somebody, actually even on Facebook, friend, Jay Moss. He's a dynamic artist, phenomenal talent. And I just wanted to acknowledge him for that. But moving forward into the show, I want to go into our divine intervention for this week. You know, each week I give you a scripture from the Bible. This week's divine intervention, again, we're talking about in the flow, being in the flow. And when you're in the flow, things just seem to work. Things just seem to go in the direction of your intentions and of your dreams when you're in the flow. But even in getting in the flow, things have to have a beginning. So this week's Divine Intervention talks about that. From Zechariah 4, verse 10, and I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. It states, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in I came to a word I can't pronounce, so I'm going to read you part A again. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." And that is Zechariah 4 and 10. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. People, starting has power in it. Just starting on a dream or a goal or a passion has power in it. Even going to Proverbs 16 and 9, we know that which states, and I'm paraphrasing, if the heart of man devises a plan, but it's the Lord that orders his steps through that plan. In other words, if you can start, if you just begin, God rejoices to see work begin. If you just begin, he'll order your steps through the completion of that project. So if there's something dynamic that you want to put to life, there's something that you know that you can do that you've been given divinely, guess what? If you just step out and do it, you connect to the anointing. That song was specifically for this moment. The anointing of God. It's the flow. That's what being in the flow is all about. Connecting to the anointing of God. If you're given an idea from God, just begin on it. Don't worry about what you don't know. Don't worry about what you don't have. Because even when Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on water, he had to get out of the boat to actually walk on water, which means he had to begin the process. You're going to have to begin a process right now. You're going to have to get out of the boat, and whatever it is you've been called to do, you're going to have to get out of the boat, and you're going to have to walk forward towards your destiny. But here's the thing. Here's how it works. Keep your eyes locked on the one who gave you the vision, and you will be successful. Where Peter failed, you won't. Keep your eyes locked on the one who gave you the vision. In other words, keep your eyes locked on God's vision. Keep your eyes locked on God as you step out of the boat and walk towards your destiny, as you get in the flow and go in the direction of your dreams. Keep your eyes locked on God. Because remember this, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Let me tell you something. It's something dynamic is going to happen. I know from anybody who can hear my voice right now, I know without a shadow of a doubt that I may have just turned on the switch to something great inside of you. Because I know somebody right now needs to know that if you just begin, something great can happen. I'm going to tell you something. I had my first major event in Atlanta this Thursday with the Power Players Networking Mixers. And let me tell you, I was nervous. I was tense. No, I never let anybody know this. I was nervous. I was tense. I was fearful. Yeah, I know. I wrote the book, The Power of Conquering Fear. But yes, even I told you, I also wrote that book as a blueprint to myself. That if I forgot how to get through it, there will always be a blueprint available for me. And one of the principles I outline in my book, The Power of Conquering Fear, which you can buy at Amazon.com, that's The Power of Conquering Fear. One point that I outline in that book is becoming ignorant to fear. You become ignorant to fear the moment you begin and move. Just keep moving. Don't look for everybody to be on your side. Don't look for everybody to befriend you. You got to keep moving. You know that without a shadow of a doubt, this is something you're supposed to do. Then you got to go after it. You got to go do it. Like I said, on Thursday I was nervous and I was a little frightened, but I kept my focus, knowing that I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to do bigger things than this. This is only the beginning. But again, we despise not humble beginnings, because you have to keep moving. You got to start somewhere. Remember, today's topic is accumulating small victories to create big momentum. See, it's the snowball that starts at the top of the mountain as a little pellet, that once it starts to roll down the hill, it accumulates small victories, because each time it rolls down a hill, it attracts another piece of snow. It attracts another snow particle. And as it keeps rolling down, it keeps attracting more snow particles and more snow particles and more snow particles and more 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 and more, until when it gets to the bottom, that it's a massive, massive force. And the momentum that it creates along the way gets increasingly stronger and more and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So what I'm saying is this: don't look at where you begin. Look at where you're going. Keep your eyes focused on the path. Don't despise where you begin. Don't despise that the beginnings may be small. Don't despise that. It's power in beginning. It's power in getting started. See, that's how you get in the flow. You got to begin. You got to start. You got to at least get out of the boat. And once you got out of the boat, great things can happen. Remember, the Word of God contains everything it is you need to do what it is you've been called to do. So I want to leave that with you for this week's Divine Intervention, and I'm going to give you a presidential wisdom. You know, each week I give you a presidential wisdom or a quote from our 44th president, President Barack Obama. This week's presidential wisdom is this: It took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get to where we are today, but we have just begun. Today we begin in earnest the work of making sure that the world we leave our children is just a bit better than the one we inhabit today. I'm going to repeat that again. It took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get to where we are today, but we have just begun. Today we begin in earnest the work of making sure that the world that we leave our children is just a bit better than the one we inhabit today. And that's our presidential wisdom for this week from our 44th president, President Barack Obama. And I'm going to segue into a motivational moment, and then we'll be right back. First thing that success is going to cost you, it's going to cost you your mind. Success will cost you your mind. And when I say success will cost you your mind, I mean that if you're somewhere right now and you didn't really want to be there, and you don't really know how you got there, guess what? The mindset that got you there can't get you out of there. I have a quote I love saying to my clients and when I'm doing my speeches, is that the mind that created the problem is not qualified to solve it. First and foremost, the reason why the mind that created the problem is not qualified to solve it is because that mind is stuck in that environment that is perpetuating the thing that you don't want. So, I'm a firm believer. I stand on Romans 12. In the beginning of Romans 12, it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I even go as far as this. I tell people, you know, it's sometimes it's okay to lose your mind. If your mind has gotten you in a place where you can't, where you're not being successful, you're not being able to live a full life, then you have to lose that mind and get it renewed. Get the mind of Christ. That, you know, a mind with a mindset to thrive and be great. Hello, and we're back. That was a motivational moment from one of our previous times together, and I just wanted to share that with you. I feel strongly about the things we've been doing together, and I'm so honored to be able to be here with you and to present these ideas with you. Creating a championship standard of living, to me, is my life, is my heart, is my passion towards you, for you, and including myself. I do these things also for myself. I'm writing a blueprint to myself as well, so we are espousing together to be champions. So I thank you for letting me be a forerunner and a person who can bring to you these dynamic ideologies and things like that. So we're going to continue to move forward in the show. One thing you know that I'm really, really big on, and I know we have our guests waiting to come on the show, but one thing that you know I'm really, really big on is this. It's visualization. I believe that if you can see a thing, you can have a thing. What am I saying? You know, I have a quote that I came up with about a year ago, I did it on the show a year ago, about visualization, and it's this. I say what I see, and then I see what I say. I say what I see, and then I see what I say. What am I saying? I'm saying that I use the power of my imagination so vividly that I focus in my mind the life of my dreams. And I see it first in my imagination. I see it first in my mind. And once I see what it is I want in my mind, I speak out that vision. We all know that the power of life and death is in the tongue, and those who love the fruit of it shall eat thereof. We also know that you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. So, understanding these principles, if you can go in your mind and create the life of your dreams, and you have the audacity to speak it out, then guess what? You can expect to see it come to pass. So that's why this visualizing your ideal life segment is really important for what it is we do here. It's really important for what we've been called to do together. So I want you to take this really seriously. Now, you know, each week I tell you this. If you're driving right now, I do not want you to get really relaxed or close your eyes, because that's not a good thing. No, you have to be alert to drive a car. So if you're at that Waffle House, that Steak and Ale, that Steak and Shake, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle right now, I want you to pull off into that driveway, pull off into the parking lot, lock your doors. And now I have everybody on board with me. I'll give you a time to, you know, pull off to the side of the road. I want you to listen, hear my voice. I want you to just relax. If there's anything that has caused you any grief over the course of the week, I want you to just forget about it. Just forget about it. Don't even think about it right now. If there's anything that's been irritating right now, I don't even want you to think about it. Right now, we're going to focus on the beautiful things that this universe has to offer us. We've been blessed to be in the midst of a very beautifully abundant universe. Regardless of what anybody may tell you about lack is not commonplace in our lives. In fact, if there is an area where you're lacking, it's an abnormality. Your natural state is abundance. Our natural state is abundance. My natural state is abundance. So I want you to get in the mindset of not worrying about what you can't do. I want you to focus on the fact that you want and desire beauty, because beauty is your birthright. Success is your birthright. Abundance is your birthright. You're created in the likeness and image of God. And God, although God is not a person, he's a spirit. His spirit is infinite. His spirit is abundant. So there's a part of us that is infinite and abundant. And we're going to tap into that and into that part of our nature, that's into our spirit. We're going to go deep in our spirit here as we go on our visualizing your ideal life segment. So what I want you to do is this. I want you to get in your mind a picture of something really beautiful right now. It could be your spouse. It could be your child. It could be a rose. It could be a canyon. It could be the Pacific Ocean. It could be a Rolls Royce Ghost. it could be whatever it is you think is beautiful. And I want you to look at that picture of beauty in your mind. And I want you to fully embrace that picture of beauty. Now that you have this picture of beauty in your mind, I want you to fully embrace the feelings and emotions that you come up with when you see this picture of beauty. The feelings of joy, the feelings of peace, the feeling of harmony. Beautiful things have beautiful energy. Beautiful energy has a way of calming us and centering us. Now that you're calm and you're centered, I want you to do this. I want you to see yourself in an IMAX movie theater with a screen that's larger than life. And now that you're in this movie theater, what I want you to do is this. I want you to see on that screen the movie getting ready to play. And as the movie is getting ready to play, what's coming on the screen is your ideal life in full panoramic view. What I want you to do is to fully view your ideal life on that screen. If it's traveling to exotic locations, I want you to see it. I want you to see the colors. I want you to see the exotic birds. I want you to see exotic fish. I want you to see the sand. I want you to see the water. I want you to see how clear the water is. I want you to see how beautiful it is. I want you to be very detailed in what you're seeing. If it's a brand new debt-free car, I want you to see yourself in that brand new debt-free car driving, you know, wherever it is you want to go, regardless of time, regardless of constraints. If it's a brand new debt-free home, and I want you to see yourself walking through the door, walking through the kitchen, walking through the living room, walking upstairs to your master bedroom, and I want you to see your house fully furnished with more debt-free stuff. It could be a spouse. There's nothing wrong with desiring a beautiful mate to be with you on this journey. See yourself holding hands and skipping on that beach that you just envisioned. So whatever your ideal life is, whatever beautiful things you're seeing on that screen, I want you to fully embrace the feelings and emotions that picture gives you. I want you to see yourself and feel yourself enjoying that moment. Whatever the emotions are that you're feeling right now, I want you to fully embrace them. Fully embrace the peace that you get knowing that you're not operating in debt. I say that a lot because I really want you to get that. We don't have debt is not a good thing for us. And we shall, from this point forward, owe no man nothing but to love him. So our purpose now is going to put us in place now to live a life that's a life of freedom. That if you want to go somewhere, you can go somewhere. If you want to do something, you can do something, irregardless of cost, irregardless of what people think. I want you to know that it's possible for you to live a debt-free life, that it's possible for you to live a life of your dreams. And now that you see this, that it's possible, now that you're feeling the emotions, now that you've embraced the emotions, I want you to do this. I want you to repeat after me. Say, I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. People, I want you to hold on to that vision of your ideal life. I want you to continually harness those feelings. I want you to continually confess the affirmation throughout the week. Because guess what? The more you focus, the more your mind stays locked on what it is you want, the more attractive it becomes to you. Your mind is so powerful that it will not be proven wrong. So if you keep a thought pattern dominant in your mind, if you keep an idea dominant in your mind is going to create the blueprint and the bridge to that very thought. So in other words, the things you think about, you will bring about. The things that you think about, you will bring about. So you have to stay focused on the things you want and not the things you don't want. So we're moving forward in the show. I want to take you to a quick commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on? This is Mr. Make It Happen, JL Godfrey, and you are tuned in to one of the hottest shows on Blog Talk Radio, Creating a Championship Standard of Living, with my brother and colleague, Mr. Miles W. Miller. You are about to be injected with inspiration, so keep it locked right here. And like I always say, it can be done, and the it is your dream. You just have to make it happen. Peace and love.
Whatever it is you want to see, you want to do, you can speak out things and things can happen for you. But like I said, we're going to get into the lesson. One more thing. I'm so excited about this. There's one more thing I want to share with you, and that this is something to really understand about life, about allowing, about your dreams, about your goals. Whatever you resist, you reject. Whatever you reject leaves your life. Let me say that to you again. Whatever you resist, you reject. Whatever you reject, leads your life. So if there's something that good that you really want, don't resist it. Accept it. Allow it. Because if you reject it, you let go of it, and that thing that which was good was coming for you, you turn away from it, and you want to always accept things that are good and reject things that are bad. And also understand that every single day, no matter what it looks like outside, no matter what's going on in the economy, God has designed the universe to be a major league blessing. He has designed his universe to be a major league blessing for you, for me, for anyone who can just receive it. And that is actually the natural state of the universe. It is designed to bless. It is designed to be. It's a design in abundance. But it's your choice to get in the flow.
Through the good and the bad. testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said why. I said, because praise is what I do.
Stand the chance.
My praise.
That was Like Never Before by William H. Murphy. People, I'm excited to be here with you tonight. We're not going to be here long. I have to come here tonight to tell you this. The number 11 is a very dynamic number. In my studies of the number stands for disorganization, disintegration, and it's usually not a good number associated spiritually and scripturally. But what I wanted to do is this. I wanted to show you a different take on it. A lot of people will definitely be on the other side of this, but you don't have to be. I believe in my heart that it is ordained for you and I to thrive, even in the midst of a famine. It is ordained for you and I to live the life of our dreams, regardless of what the scenarios externally say. I believe that if we are walking upright before the Lord, if we are walking upright in God's eye, which means that we are exalting Him first and foremost above anything that we see, then guess what? No matter what happens, no matter what we face, it has to work in our favor. It has to work in our favor. So the number 11 represents disintegration or disorganization. I have come tonight to do this. I've come tonight to come in agreement with you, not for your personal disintegration or disorganization, but for the disintegration and the disorganization of your enemies, the things that have been coming against you to plague your dreams. We have a scriptural reference in Genesis 11, where at the Tower of Babel, where the people were of one voice and one mind, and they had espoused to create a tower that went all the way up to heaven. And God was so taken aback by it, it caught his attention because the people were one. And he said, as long as they're one, there's nothing that they cannot do. As long as they're one, there's nothing that they can't imagine to do. How about this? It got his attention so much that he came down and confused the enemy. He came down and changed the languages so that they couldn't be on one accord to come against him. Everything, this is my belief tonight, everything that has come against you, that has partnered itself together against you, I believe that now with tonight's agreement show that we're going to come together for God to disassemble, disintegrate, and disorganize that which has come against you, to dissolve it, if you will. Also, we know of the story where, I can't remember the exact scripture because I don't have my notes with me tonight, there was a war going on, and King Jehoshaphat trusted the word from the prophet, and the prophet told the king to send out praisers, a praise team, to go before the army. This was a small group. The army that of King Jehoshaphat was small in number, and they were going up against armies of several nations that had allied together to destroy him, utterly destroy him, to wipe him off the face of the planet. Something really funny happened. When they went out to go to battle, King Jehoshaphat trusted in the word of the prophet. See, scripture tells you, trust the word of God, so shall you be established. Trust the word of the prophet, so shall you be established. Excuse me. Let me take that back. Trust the word of God, so shall you be established. Trust the word of the prophet, so shall you prosper. So they went out and sent a praise team in front of an army to go to battle with an army of several nations that were just hell-bent on destroying them, utterly destroying them. Guess what happened? When the praise went up, God inhabited the praise of the worshipers. And the Lord of hosts was attracted to this praise. And as a result, he did the very thing that in their own number they probably would not have been able to do. In them calling on and in them praising the name of the Lord, he showed up and he fought the battle on their behalf. So much so that there were spoils for this nation to carry. There were spoils of war because all these nations end up slaughtering each other because this one army had enough wherewithal to praise the name of the Lord. I was even going through something earlier today, and it shows me something. That praising God is something dynamite. It's a secret weapon. It's an unfair advantage, if you will. I was feeling really bad. I had been feeling really bad most of the day. I've been feeling physically sick, and I felt emotionally sick. And as I was walking down the street, I'll never forget this. As I was walking down the street, I just began to praise God. I began to praise the name of the Lord. And all of a sudden, I just started feeling better. And all of a sudden, it's like that power that I operated in as a motivator came back full force. So much so that one of my friends called me, and they were concerned about me because I had said some things on Facebook that they thought was a little, room for concern. I was like, no, I'm okay. The truth of the matter was, I was being prepped for tonight's show. I was being prepped to be able to lead you to the place where you can call on the name of the Lord, and He will show up. Not only will He show up, but He will disintegrate, disorganize, and dissolve that which has come against you. People, it is very important to keep anything that would try to exalt itself above God in its rightful place. Each and every one of us has inside of us something dynamite. Each and every one of us has inside of us a vision, a dream, a goal that must come to pass. Because like I told you in previous shows, we are not independent. We are interdependent. We have to have each other. We need each other to go forward as citizens of this universe. God ordained it that way. Even from the very beginning, He said it was not good that man be alone. So what did God do? He sent a helper for Adam. We are here to help each other. We are here to help each other realize life for our dreams. Because in me helping you realize your dreams, God is helping me realize my dreams. So you can't give to something that God has blessed without a return coming to you. You have to be in the mode to receive. So again, where we are tonight, there are a lot of people out there right now that are battling a lot of things. I know even when I spoke to a friend earlier, and they told me that one of their best friends had just been diagnosed with full-blown AIDS. And this is a pretty young person. They're less than 25 years old, and they've been diagnosed with full-blown AIDS. But let me tell you something tonight. If you can just believe, we're going to come together. We're going to pray for that situation as well. I believe that God can put His hand on that situation and turn around just like that. There's somebody out there right now who today you got a doctor's report, and the doctor's report said that you'll never have children. But I'm here today to tell you that the devil is a liar. The power of God is greater than any doctor's report. The power of God is greater than anything that would ever exalt itself above His desires for you. There's somebody out there right now who's been battling just to even be alive right now. And I'm here tonight to tell you that everything that has organized itself to bring you into a place where you can't walk straight, where you can't think straight. We're coming to an agreement tonight for the disorganization of everything that's coming against you. That's what we're here for tonight, people. That's what we're here for tonight. That is what we are here for tonight. We are here tonight to be a blessing to each other. We are here tonight to absolutely bring each other to the life of our dreams. I believe that one can put 1,000 flight, but 2, 10,000, you start putting more numbers, and the exponential goes up even greater. We are coming together tonight as dreamers, as visionaries, as go-getters around the world, exalting the name of the Lord higher than anything that we've ever seen, that we ever faced, that we ever would go through. I, with everything inside of me, believe wholeheartedly in the power of prayer. Tonight's not going to be much of a teaching lesson. It's going to be prayer. And we're not going to be here long. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. Let me say it again. I believe in the power of prayer. And without a shadow of a doubt, I believe that something is going to shift and something is going to change in the lives of those who can hear and receive what it is we're going to be praying for tonight. So without further ado, I'm going to get right into it. We're going to pray, and then we're going to get out of here, and we're going to be rejoicing for the fact that the disorganization and the disintegration that's coming is not for us. But it's happening for us, not against us, but for us. It's going in our favor. That the things that have become, some people out there right now have been mired in debt for years. I mean years. When I say years, I mean years and years and years and years and years of debt. Tonight, I believe if you can just receive what it is I'm saying, you're going to see debts canceled. I believe if you can just receive what it is I'm saying, you're going to see miraculous things happen in your finances. I believe that whatever it is that you're facing, it could be getting the budget for your events. It could be getting the budget for your household. It could be whatever. I believe that if there's something that's been organized against you, tonight it's going to be disorganized and disintegrated and dissolved and disoriented. In other words, it's going to be put to sleep tonight. So, without a shout out, I come to you today. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise, we give you worship, we give you glory in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that's above all names. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we glorify you as an awesome God, as a phenomenal God, as a holy God, as a mighty God, as the God of creation, as the God of everything we see. Father, we give you honor as our source in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we come to you tonight with a repentant heart. Father, we repent for anything that we may have said, that we may have done, that we may have connected ourselves to, that would not allow us to walk in the authority that you have given us. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we release from our consciousness anything, any errors, anything that's unlike you, anything that would try to exalt itself higher than you, Father. We renounce it, we rebuke it, and we send it back to the pits of hell from which it came, Father. We receive you now, Father. We receive your Holy Spirit now, Father. And we receive the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us and make us whole in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everybody who can hear my voice right now, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak blessings overtaking blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak just increase, abundance, and overflow in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you that you are a lovely, loving Father in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, thank you that you love us, that you love our dreams, that you love our visions, that you love our goals, that you love our lives. Father, thank you because your promises to us are yea and amen, that you've already confirmed and you've already established the life of our dreams, which is wonderful, and we know we deserve it because you promised it to us. Father, thank you for everything that would exalt itself up higher than you being torn down in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that has exalted itself up higher than you in our lives, Father, we thank you for tearing down. Arise, O Lord, tonight. Let everything be scattered. Let the enemy be scattered. If anything is in our midst, that's unlike you, Father. We ask for your presence, Father. We know that in your presence there's fullness of joy. Father, we ask for your presence, Father. Father, we ask that you fall down on this place like never before in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you that no weapon that's formed against our dreams shall prosper. Thank you, Father, that anything that has come to destroy our dreams, Father, that it's been disintegrated, it's been destroyed, it's been sent back returned to sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you are our only source. You are our only source. Father, you are our only source, and we only receive that which is good from you. Father, there are some beautiful things that you have placed in this universe, and Father, we focus our energy on the beauty of this universe as you've made it for us. And Father, we transfer that energy, the energy of beauty, into everything that we do, Father, in thought, in speech, in spirit, in mind, in body, Father, and in deed. Father, we thank you that the life of our dreams is absolutely wonderful and we deserve it. Father, I come against everything that would exalt itself up against the bodies of people who can hear what I'm saying, Father. I speak, I release the healing anointing, Father, tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I speak to people with cancer. I speak to people with AIDS. I speak to people with diabetes. I speak to people with high blood pressure. I speak to situations of lack, of just things going on that you didn't ordain. Father, I bind the spirit of the enemy. I bind the spirit of infirmity. I bind anything unlike you in the name of Jesus Christ in the lives of those who love you, Father, who walk uprightly before you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I release and loose the resurrection power of Jesus Christ into their situations, Father. I decree and declare they are now healed and they are now whole in the name of Jesus Christ. For that young man who's battling AIDS, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the spirit of AIDS and send it back to the pits of hell whence it came, Father. We loose the resurrection power of Jesus Christ into his mind, his body, his soul, and his spirit, so that once he's restored, Father, that he can be renewed, Father. And we thank you, Father, for giving that he'll accept the mind of Christ, Father, so that the things that may have caused the problem won't take him back to that place in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I speak to wombs in the name of Jesus Christ, the womb of women who've been told tonight that they can't have children. Father, I speak boldly in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. I speak to every womb out there, Father, even the womb that may be battling fibroid tumors in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. I speak to those tumors right now, and I command them to shrink in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Father, I speak to every situation out there right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that has not submitted itself to you. And Father, we rebuke it. We send it back to the pits of hell whence it came. Father, we speak to wombs. We command that womb to open up, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We don't receive the doctor's report, Father. We only receive the report of yours. Father, we stand on the same principles that Hannah stood on when she cried out to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for you to open up her womb and give her life. Father, we speak life into the wombs of those women who desire a child and who've been told that they can't have a child. Father, we thank you because you're greater than any doctor's report. Father, you're greater than anybody's opinion, Father. You are the truth. You are the source of all good things in our life. And, Father, we receive you, Father. Now, I send forth the Spirit of the Lord of hosts to go forward to those women's lives now and to open up their wombs, to open up their spirit, to open up their spirit to receive, to open up their spirit to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I speak to every dreamer, every visionary, every go-getter. I speak to their spiritual wombs to open up and receive new ideas, new witty inventions in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, tonight we come in agreement for everything that has tried to disorganize your people, that's trying to disorganize the people who can hear my voice. Father, whether they're hearing it live or they're hearing it on a podcast, Father, thank you that you are so awesome, Father, that you're bigger and greater than anything we'll ever face. And, Father, that we already have the victory because you died on the cross. You sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross for us so that we can have life and have it more abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Father, we give you all praise, worship, and glory. Father, we honor you, Father. We honor you this day, Father. We exalt you, Father. We know that there's nothing in this world greater than you. We put you in your rightful place, Lord. You are just greater than everything we'll see. You're greater than everything we'll face. Father, we release our praise to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are awesome in our lives. We thank you, Father, that you are dynamite in our lives. We thank you, Father, that no weapon that's formed against our lives shall prosper. Father, everything that's been sent against us, Father, we send it back to the pits of hell whence it came, Father. And we lose your resurrection power. We receive the blood of Jesus Christ. We receive the salvation package. We confess now with our mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord. We receive your salvation package right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let everybody who can hear this prayer be impacted for life. Let it change the whole direction of their lives, Father. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you all praise, worship, and glory, Father, knowing that it's already done. We know it's already done. We know that you have shown up and you have already shown out in those situations that people said were impossible. Because, Father, we know that with you, all things are possible. With you, all things are possible, Lord. And we count it all joy from this point forward. We go forward now, Father. We don't go backwards. Father, we thank you for creating in us a new existence to accept your presence in every area of our lives. Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood sacrifice that makes this all possible for us. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every area of our lives. And we give you, again, all praise, all worship, all glory, and the total acknowledgement of you as our only source. You are our only source, and we open the window. We open the door. We open every portal for you to come in freely. We're not fixed on any income brackets. We open our, we are financially open for you, Father. I speak to debts that have been plaguing many people. Father, I command those debts to dry up in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I decree and declare, Father, debt cancellation in the name of Jesus Christ, debt deliverance. Father, I decree and declare that many people are going to start receiving money in their bank accounts and they don't know where it came from. But Father, we know that you are a source and that you can send money from anywhere. You can send money from the north, the south, the east, and the west at any given time, whenever you feel like it. Father, I thank you that they open their spirit up to receive you, that everything it is that they need, that you pour it out abundantly upon them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare that from this day forward that we shall know debt deliverance, debt cancellation, and debt freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let those old debts be paid off in full in the name of Jesus Christ. Let credit reports be clean in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we are mindful to give you all praise, worship, and glory again, Father, because we know without you this would be impossible. But with you, all things are possible. And we thank you for the realm of possibility. Father, we extend our faith to you right now, knowing that it's already done. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you all praise, worship, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. People, I'm honored to be here with you tonight. Again, I tell you this. If what I've been feeding you has been spirit and life, I want you to sow into this. I want you to send a donation to me. Email me at mileswmiller@gmail.com. That's mileswmiller@gmail.com. And just let me know that you want to be a blessing to what it is we've been doing here. People, I love you. I'm praying for you. And as I always say, don't ever give up. Don't ever quit in your dreams. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow, Saturday, tomorrow at 6 p.m. for the Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I look forward to it. God bless you. I love you. And don't ever give up. Again, don't ever quit in your dreams. And remember this, the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it.